Nolte, Anti-Kavanaugh Book Written by New York Times Reporters Flops. By John Nolte on October 5, 2019. The new anti-Kavanaugh book written by two New York Times reporters is a massive bomb. According to the source you choose, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, an investigation, which received an enormous amount of free publicity through excerpts published at The Times and an extensive media tour for authors Robin Pograbin and Kate Kelly, either sold 3,120 copies or 4,000 copes during its first 2 weeks in release. Either way, it's a catastrophe. According to the Washington Examiner's Paul Bedard, the book was expected to sell between 10,000 and 12,000 copies during these 2 weeks, which would have been enough to place it on the Times bestseller list. Over at Amazon, as of now, and despite days and days of headline-making publicity, the Kindle version of The Education of Brett Kavanaugh ranks at a stunning, in a bad way, number 13,755. The print version is nearly as bad at a jaw-dropping number 7,636. The old saying goes there is no such thing as bad publicity, but that really was the only publicity this hardcover chunk of fake news received. The book's hook was supposed to be the uncovering of an all-new allegation of sexual misconduct against our newest Associate Supreme Court Justice, and when news of this allegation hit the pages of The Times, it consumed the news cycle. For at least 48 hours, America was dropped right back into Brett Kavanaugh's bitter confirmation battle. On top of all that publicity, the hoaxtresses behind the book enjoyed the additional hoopla of having almost every major Democrat presidential candidate call attention to the book by calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment. The problem, though, is that in just a few short hours the book's hook was proven to be a lie. You know, just like every other phony allegation of misconduct against Kavanaugh was proven to be a lie. You see, what the Times failed to tell us is that Kavanaugh's so-called victim has a no memory of being a victim. Apparently, the book itself reports this fact, but still smears Kavanaugh by reporting the ludicrous allegation. But the Times chose only to report there's a new allegation while leaving out the rather pertinent fact the so-called victim has no memory of being a victim. Yes, you read that correctly. The book's sole hook is a steaming pile of fake news. How in the world the Times thought it could get away with claiming there's a new victim when the new victim says she is not a victim, or how the hoaxtresses thought it was ethical to publish such a thing. Man alive, the deceit makes your head spin. Justice also debuted at number 1 at Amazon and Publishers Weekly and number 2 at Barnes & Noble and the Wall Street Journal. The failure of The Education of Brett Kavanaugh once again proves the power of new media. Despite the imprimatur of the New York Times and millions of dollars in free publicity, new media not only debunked its whole reason for being, new media was also able to get the word out to potential buyers, even those leftists who so very much wanted it to be true, that they would be wasting their money on a hoax. On the flip side, even with the establishment media blacklisting them, Hemingway and Severino produced a bestseller because of their credibility in the new media ecosystem and bulletproof reporting. Believe me, if Justice on Trial had so much as a comma out of place, fake news outlets like CNN, The Washington Post and The New York Times would have declared war against it and its authors. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.